challenge these Flames as a group defensively?
I think just take it their time and space away. You know, they have lots of guys that can make plays and score goals at ease. So we just have to limit their time and space, make sure that you know, we're putting the pressure on them and forcing them to make mistakes.
How much pressure is there, I guess, on you and this team to bounce back, even though it's just game two? You guys want to have a positive feeling early?
Yeah, it would be nice to get in the win column here. You know, first game didn't go the way we wanted. We understand that, but in the big picture, it's 1 of 82, and you know, we have a great opportunity here tonight to get back you know, into a good feeling.
Can you take a bit out of Toronto's book, just the patience-wise being on the road to, you know, not try and force things as a group too much, especially early on?
Yeah, I think so. I think they, you know, for the most part, played a real solid, you know, road game. You know, it's up to us now to get here on the road, you know, in a tough building to come away with a win and, you know, put forth a good effort here. You know, I think we, you know, you look back at our first game and go over video and there's some things we can improve upon and, you know, here's our test now.
Happy about the fact you just finally get to play and you don't have to talk about Wednesday night anymore?
You know, you just have a short memory. You put it behind you and, you know, you can't dwell on things like that. If you dwell on it too long, it'll eat you up. So, you know, we have an opportunity to get back here tonight and, you know, hopefully it's a good one.
What are some of the things you worked on the last couple of days, Steve?
You know,
early season stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's continue with the process here. It's you know, we're not hitting a panic button or anything like that. You just continue to work hard and, you know, things will happen.